From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen. Well, the Centers for Disease Control ranked Arkansas the most obese state in the nation in 2014. The state's weight epidemic is now leveling off, and health officials hope obesity rates will start to go down. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek has this report on one source of improvement, a nationwide drop in obesity rates for kids in the Women, Infants, and Children's Supplemental Food Program.
A recent study published in the Journal of American Medicine shows some hope for stemming the problem. Researchers found a slight decline in obesity among low-income children in the nationwide Women, Infants, and Children's Supplemental Food Program. Christy Sellers is with the Arkansas Department of Health and says one big reason for the improvement could be a shift in 2009 that allowed program recipients to buy healthier foods.
So now they actually receive fresh fruits and vegetables, so that's a little bit different. The milks went from where whole milk was issued on some bases to now everything is a low-fat milk, so it's either 2% or lower.
The program serves 85,000 Arkansans a month. She says many can't afford healthy foods otherwise.
What we hear anecdotally from a lot of our families are, you know, in order to make those dollars stretch further, that, you know, some of their food choices may not be the healthiest because some of our, you know, healthier foods are more expensive.
Dr. Li Ping Pan is an epidemiologist at the Center for Disease Control who helped conduct the study. She says while the results are hopeful, the problem of childhood obesity is still great.
Too many young children are struggling with obesity and severe obesity. So obesity is still a serious public health concern.
State Health Department data shows that by age 5, about 32% of Arkansas kids in the program are overweight or obese because of a range of genetic, dietary, and lifestyle factors. Dr. Namvar Zahori also works at the department. He says obesity is tied to many other health issues like diabetes and cancer.
Obesity is the number one risk factor for a number of chronic diseases. Hypertension, high blood pressure, is very prevalent in Arkansas. About 39% of Arkansans have hypertension, and that puts us at fourth in the nation.
He says the department is working to raise awareness in the state about the benefits of breastfeeding, which is more nutritious than formula, and more.
We promoted the use of gardens, community gardens, development of farmers markets. Many of the communities that we're working with are starting to develop walking trails and biking trails so that there's greater opportunity for the community to exercise and be physically active.
The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation reports that nearly 36% of Arkansans in the general population are obese. That's about double the rate of 20 years ago. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.